Object labels. Young architects Robin Gibson and Don Winson worked together to design this house for the Castrucios family in West End in 1958. While they abandoned their plans to go into practice together, both men became well known in Brisbane. In the 1980s, Robin Gibson designed the entire Queensland Cultural Centre on the south side of the river. Acacia, one of the first Brisbane houses Shane made to order, depicts a house in Northgate. A family of 10 children grew up there, their beds squeezed onto the enclosed verandas. As adults, the children commissioned Shane to create a model of the house as a gift of thanks to their mother. He has borrowed it back from her for exhibition in Precious. When Shane creates a model, he tries hard to find the plans for its real-life precursor. But if he cannot, he works from historical newspapers, observation, photographs, and intuition refined by experience. Bonhaven, a commissioned model of a home in Stanthorpe, is a rare example of a structure Shane was able to measure on site. Reflecting the Queensland custom of moving entire houses, sometimes long distances, it comprises two joined dwellings that were once entirely separate. One part of the real Bonhaven came from near Alora, 84 kilometres away, in the early 1980s. It had been built in the 1880s, and brothers named Eric and Cecil had lived in it all their lives. The other part, built in 1910, came from near Milmerran, 173 kilometres from Stanthorpe, in 1997. The Walter Taylor Bridge connects the suburbs of Indooroopilly and Chelmer. The toll road bridge is unusual, in that from its opening in 1936, the tollmaster, Mort Green and his family, lived in an apartment within the pylon on the Indooroopilly side. Two more generations of the Green family occupied the apartment until 2009. An apartment within the pylon on the Chelmer side was rented out and gradually fell into disrepair, as did the ballroom above it, which had the road as its roof. The English, Scottish and Australian Bank, ES&A, was established in Australia in 1893. More than 100 ES&A branches had been established around the country by the time of its merger with ANZ in 1968. Brisbane had several branches, but only one, at 104 Grey Street, South Brisbane, was set up for the drive-in customer. Designed by architect Martin L. Conrad and completed in 1958, 4 years after the first, far less appealing ES&A drive-in bank in Camberwell, Melbourne, it was demolished in the mid-1880s to make way for what is now known as the Queensland Performing Arts Centre. In the 1890s, there was still a substantial encampment of local Aboriginal people of the area in what was becoming the inner northern Brisbane suburb of Red Hill. Yet residential lots had been up for sale from the mid-1860s, and by the end of the 1920s, its steep hills and gullies were covered in tin-roofed weatherboard homes. Many were at street level at the front of the house, but teetered high, in this case, absurdly high, above the block at the back. The corrugated iron boxes clinging to the rears of the homes are stove recesses,